So, time to catch up with our Julian's Person, and today, a musical Julian's Person.
Oh, let me see your beauty when the witnesses are
Now, Fiona Fennell is the artistic director of the choir Delicious Sounds, and Fiona's with me now. What were we listening to there?
That was the Leonard Cohen song, Dance Me to the End of Love, arranged by Nicomo Clark.
Lovely. Sounded great as ever.
Thank
and
you.
Your choirs are legendary because you seem to gather people together, and within about 2 minutes, they can all sing in beautiful harmony. I think it's amazing. You've got lots of things coming up, Fiona.
Yes.
Just before we do the things coming up, let's talk a little bit about the power of singing, because I think the thing that's struck me over the last few years with Gareth Malone and so on is that suddenly we are back singing together.
It's marvellous, isn't it?
It's
and what
great.
I love about it as well is that it creates community. You know, people used to sing in the fields or in church.
Yep, I was in the church choir years ago.
Yeah, and there's a gap, you know, and people love it. They come together and, you know, you have this instant sort of just add hot water and then you've got this community of people singing together. Really powerful.
Do you ever get people who come along who are tone deaf? And do you have to say, do you know, why don't you be head of lighting? Or does that never happen?
What happened?
See, my dad could not hold a tune. I mean, I sat next to him or stood next to him in the carol concert or something, and it was just a noise coming out vaguely, but it was not in tune.
Well, what happens so far in Delicious Sounds is that people will come to me and they'll say, Fiona, I don't feel confident enough to actually do the performance. And I'll say, that's fine, let me help you find another choir that, you know, sings for pleasure.
Right.
Because I am so passionate about performing. I don't audition people. You don't have to read music. But I think people gradually get the way that I work, and I do work people really hard. We have a lot of fun, but they know they've got to be able to sing.
But do people know if they can't sing? Because that's the other thing. If you can't sing in tune, do you know that?
Not necessarily.
That's what I'm really asking.
Yeah,
someone who's not self-aware of their ability, how do you break the news?
Yeah, sometimes people might not know, and I mean there are things that you can do to help people tune up, literally you can feel the air vibrating in a different way if you sing a note with your mouth open like next to someone and you do the same note, and then if one of you changes the note you can actually feel the air. I'm going up and down with my finger now. You can feel it.
You're
wobble.
Doing a sine wave for me there.
I'm most impressed. There we go.
I need one of Colin's oscilloscopes, one of our engineers. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
And what are you saying? If we all hit the right note together, it creates a kind of a wave.
The right vibration, and it feels right, and it feels lovely, and it sounds good. And so you can then, what you're doing is you're training people to listen.
Okay. And then do you get some people who actually have got it, but because early on in their life, perhaps they did sing out of tune, and then people around them, family members said, oh, please don't sing it when you're out, Dad or Mum, you sound awful, and then actually it gets worse. It's like a vicious circle, and then you never learn.
Yes, and it's like being an athlete that, you know, if you don't use your muscles, you get fat like me. You know, you have to revive that innate ability, because we all come out as babies making sounds, and we use our whole bodies to sound out our presence in the world. So yeah, I think it's just about retraining, really.
Now, lots of things in the diary. Tell me, what you handed me a piece of paper. It's full of things. What's coming up in March? Because it's a busy month for you, isn't it?
It's a busy month. It starts tomorrow night at Hanger Farm Arts Centre with Tales of Southampton and Hanger Farm, the musical.
Did you write it?
Of course.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, actually, when I say that, no.
Okay.
So It's Delicious Sounds Choir,
yeah,
with Southampton Folk Orchestra.
Oh,
and
lovely.
I thought, how do I put those two together? So
yeah,
I called on Mike O'Leary, the storyteller, who's now one of Julian's people.
Yes, he is, isn't he? And oh, Mike's done it. Right,
yeah,
right, I've got the link now.
He is going to tell the story of Sir Bevis of Hampton.
Right.
All about the legends underneath the city.
Right. Tickets are £10 and £5 for children.
Yes, right. And there's about two left.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's almost sold out.
Yes,
then.
Almost a sellout.
That's great.
And Dance Me to the End of Love is in the concert, and it's the love interest.
And then next week you're at the Point in Eastleigh.
I am. I'm in Hug by Verity Standen. There's 20 audience members, 20 singers. The audience members come into a dark room, sit down, and they're blindfolded, and they get a sound bath from
really?
The singers, and then they get hugged.
You really?
Yeah.
That's like, that sounds like one of those kind of day outs for the management team, is it?
Apparently, it's a really beautiful. I mean, it's quite sort of scary, but actually, it's had amazing reviews at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Really?
So do come.
So you get hugged.
You get
hugged. Know that before you arrive, clearly.
You know that. And we're singing as we're hugging you. So you feel the vibration I was talking about, the sound waves.
Good.
Yep.
Okay, if you want to drop into a Delicious Choir for a session, they do cost £8, by the way. They're happening on the 16th and 23rd of March. Where's that, by the way?
That's at St Mark's Church Hall, Archers Road.
In Southampton.
In Southampton, yeah.
Good to see you, Fiona. Good luck with that, particularly with the hugging. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in the near future.
Great,
all right,
thanks,
okay,
Julian.
Fiona Fennell and her choirs. And, of course, made an appearance with one of her pop-up choirs not so long ago at one of our parties for the show. Lovely.